Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The journey has been long. Welcome to my series, Paul's Last Journey. And this is my final story in the series. The man has been beaten, jailed, threatened with death, carried around by Roman soldiers, shipwrecked, and now chained to a Roman soldier. Come with me and find out how this story will end. After leaving Malta, it took a number of months to reach Rome. But when he arrived, Paul found many friends there. The Romans permitted him to stay by himself with just one soldier to guard him. After being there for 3 days, Paul gathered together the leading men of the Jewish community. "Paul, we have not received any letters or communication from Jerusalem about your situation, though you're the talk of the town. Permit us to arrange a day for the people of our synagogue to come and listen to your story. Say, like, next week?" The day arrived, and the place was packed, wall to wall, with people very curious about Paul's situation. Paul spent the day sharing the gospel message, along with the stories of Jerusalem and his journey to Rome. Afterwards, Paul spent 2 years in his own rented quarters and welcomed anyone who wanted to talk with him while the entire time being chained to a Roman soldier. It is during this time Paul wrote his part of the New Testament, the Pauline letters. These letters have been very important to the church of his time, but even more so for our churches today. It is part of our church tradition, not in the scriptures, that Paul never left Rome. This was Paul's last journey. He did stand before the Emperor Caesar, which was Nero at the time. We know little of the trial, but we do know he was beheaded for his crimes, thereby ending Paul's journey at Rome. Paul's arrival in Rome and his message to the Jewish community in Rome is at the end of the book of Acts. The final part of my story is based on church tradition. It is also Paul's last journey, not just for his travels, but the end of his life on earth. Now he resides with his Savior, Jesus the Christ. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.